Hey guys, welcome back. This is Diz.
And this is Bev.
And this is
Trigger Warning.
Hey guys, welcome back. This is episode 4.
Ooh.
I know, right?
4 already.
So this time we have a true crime this time. There's obviously some death. There's a very brief mention of SA. Other than that, there's not anything super horrible as far as trigger warnings go. So I just want to let you guys know that. So anyway, we're going to learn about the park bench murders and possibly a few other murders that have happened in parks.
Oh,
so everybody get ready because here it comes. It's Tuesday, June 4th, 2019. We're in Cayuga County, Cleveland, Ohio. It's a little overcast. The weather's in the low mid to mid 70s.
Nice.
Relatively nice summer day. It's right around 5 p.m. Two vehicles pull into a pull-off in the Rocky River Reservation. A male and a female exit their vehicles. They sit down together and they start having a little chat. Within 10 minutes of sitting down on the park bench, they'd both be dead. Dun, dun, dun. All right, guys. Seriously, though. So let's talk about this location. We're at the Rocky River Reservation, and it's a system of, like, nature preserves that is in Ohio.
It sounds pretty.
It is. It's called Fairview Park in Cleveland, Ohio, and they're part of, like, a bigger system of metro parks. Mm-hmm. So they're, like,
are they, like, metro city parks?
Sort of, but they're huge because they're reservations.
Okay. So probably a little more wild than, like, an inner city park.
Yeah, but this one actually has, like, a nature center. It has a marina. It has horse stables.
Oh, okay.
Golf courses. It's, like, a resort, sort of. But anyway, yeah, so you would find people who would bike, cyclist. They'd fish. People, of course, would do boating and paddle boards and golfing and horseback riding and hiking and all these activities. And here's a little side note. I found out something called foot golf.
What the heck
I was like, well, I must know more about this. And it's like a cross between soccer and golf. So you kick a soccer ball into a cup, like a golf
a large cup,
I guess.
I guess it's a large version.
And as few shots as you can. You're just kicking instead of using a putter or whatever.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway,
I get it.
And there's some, like, waterfalls, I believe, as well there. So anyway, it's really big, beautiful, very popular for all the peeps.
So, like, full of people usually.
All the time, especially in June.
Yeah.
When the weather's nice. So, that's a little bit about the location of where we're going to be. Now, let's get to the crime itself. Carnell E. Sledge, nickname is Nell, was born on April 3rd, 1979, and at this time he was 40 years old. Then we have Catherine C. Kate Brown. She was born in October the 12th, 1985, and she was around 33 at this time. Now, they had known each other over a decade at this point. When she was like 21 and he was about 28, they actually ran into each other literally at a club. She ran into him. And they started chatting, and they became really good friends. So they were super friendly. They hung out together. They were, like, the best friend that they didn't always see each other.
Uh-huh.
But that's who they, like, ran
that,
to.
That person that you can reconnect with later, and it's like nothing ever, like, no time had passed.
Exactly. Yeah. So at this time in 2019, Kate had been working on getting and staying sober. And at this point, she was about 2 years sober, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
She was also trying to get healthier. She'd already lost over 100 pounds.
Wow.
Right? So she actually lived about a mile away from this park. And so she would walk to it from her apartment and walk and run and do all kinds of things. So she was there pretty often.
That's a convenient and probably a safe feeling place for her.
Exactly. Yeah, it's normal. It's what she sees.
Yeah.
So on this day, Kate had contacted Nell and said, "Hey, can you come meet me? I need to talk to you about something just for a few minutes." And so Nell's like, well, I have a family dinner to get to. It's pretty important, but yeah, I'll come meet you. So they decided to meet at the park. So around 5, they both pull up. They get out, come together. They go sit in on a park bench that's like shaded. They start talking. So that's right around 5 p.m. At 5:22, a couple walks over because they're getting ready to try to go kayaking.
Okay.
And there's water nearby this particular bench. And they find Kate and Nell dead by the river.
So in 20 minutes.
In 20 minutes. Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Kate had one gunshot wound to the head.
Okay.
Nell had multiple gunshot wounds to the back of the head. And he was farther down, like a little bit closer to the water. There were no other injuries on them, no other apparent crimes, no robberies, no SA.
Was she on the bench still, or she?
No, they were both on the ground.
On the ground. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's kind of the crime. This is the story. But now we get into the weird stuff. So we're going to talk about the timeline of when everything occurred. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's kind of crazy. So at 4:15, this is when Kate calls Nell and says, hey, can you come meet me? And he's like, sure. So 15 minutes later, she leaves the gym where she was.
Mm-hmm.
He leaves work. And around 5, they both get to the park and go sit at the bench.
Okay.
At 5:08, records show that Kate checked her phone. She unlocked her phone and checked it at 5:08.
Okay.
And then at 5:22... the two kayakers find their body.
So 14
minutes, I think.
Yeah, less than the original 22 I was thinking of.
Less than, that leaves 14 minutes for someone to kill them and to leave without anyone seeing them.
Without a trace.
One interesting thing I found was in this area, you know, it's beautiful, but it's kind of wild.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in a valley. So there's really high, like wooded hills.
Embankments
like
and stuff,
steep.
Yeah.
Hills.
Uh-huh.
And so it's not easy to come and go unless you're at the specific entrances to the park. So someone would have to know that.
And that couple didn't remember passing anybody or?
Not as far as what everything I could find.
Wow.
And yeah. Right? Okay. They also looked at CCTV cameras. I don't know exactly where these cameras were, but nothing. It saw nothing as far as
anything suspicious. Anybody was like, looked like they were hiding something. Or
right. It's crazy.
That's insane.
14 minutes. So it's like, you got to be ready.
Do we know what she was talking to him about?
No.
Nobody knows why she needed to see her friend.
No, we're going to kind of get into that, but not really. No. Okay. So they've met up. They sit on the park bench. They're shot in the back of the head. But there's lots of people at this park.
Mm-hmm.
It's popular, especially at around 5 o'clock. People are off of work and some people come there.
Mm-hmm.
They actually had someone, a roofer, who was sitting in his truck in that parking lot
mm-hmm.
and saw them when they pulled up and got out of their cars. And he was doing paperwork. He said, never heard anything, never saw anything suspicious, never heard gunshots or anything.
Oh, if it was in a kind of a valley, you would think it would echo a little bit, like if there were embankments around her.
I guess depending on
how far he is from them, and I don't know, that's weird.
Right? And I think that he was only about 50 feet away.
Yeah, I mean, unless there was ambient noise or he had the radio on or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. And you know what? If someone, we'll get into suspects and ideas of why it may have happened. But if you have a silencer, that's going to be really quiet with water nearby. There's a road kind of nearby, so there's traffic.
Right.
Just a lot of ambient outside noise already.
And if he just heard a couple of pops, basically, depending on what size, you know, gun, I guess.
Right.
I don't know a lot about him. I know I watched something once on, I think it was a case where somebody was in the house and didn't hear a gunshot because they were asleep. And they thought that the person was lying because they were like, how do you not hear a gunshot?
Yeah.
But they measured the decibel level and it wasn't as loud as you would have thought. It was more like a pop than it was like a loud noise. And they were like, a person certainly could sleep through a decibel level like that, especially something that's that fast.
Right.
So, and that's always stuck with me when people are like, well, didn't they hear gunshots? Well, not necessarily. Because if there's a lot of ambient noise, if there's music playing, if there are people talking, stuff like that kind of blends in the background. Our brains, like, we hear a lot of things, and our brain sorts through them.
Right, and it's, like, not important.
Yeah, well, so if it wasn't, like, tremendously loud, he might not have noticed it.
She was only shot once, but he was shot multiple times, and that could have been three? I don't know.
Yeah.
It never gave a specific number.
Mm-mm. Was he also just shot in the back of the head, or just, or in his back, too?
The back of the head.
Wow.
That looks like, you know what it looks like.
Like an execution.
Yes. And I believe they both were. Because I thought
when you said he was further down, I was like, well, maybe they shot her and he got up to run and they just fired multiple shots at him or something. But they would have to be really good to shoot him in the head each time.
Well, and this is horrible, but wouldn't you shoot the guy first?
Probably.
Because he's your biggest threat.
Yeah, true.
I mean, she wouldn't just sit there.
Right.
Neither one of them would just sit there. So with him being a little bit farther down, it seems like. Yeah, I don't know. It's just the craziest thing.
Yeah, because if they shot her, he would have jumped up to run, probably, or turned to confront them, maybe, if there was nowhere to run to. But it sounds like if he was further away from the bench, he got up to move.
Yeah.
Like, I get if she's right at the bench still, but on the ground, she would have slumped over and fallen to the ground. But it sounds like he got up and moved away, like he stood up to run.
Like they shot her first, and he's like, what the heck? So he's getting up to run, but it said the back of the head, because I thought, too, you shoot him in the back, because that's the biggest space to slow someone down.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's really weird. I don't know. It was strange.
And if there were no drag marks, then how did he get further away?
Yeah. As far as I know, there's no mention of anything like that. There was nothing else around them that looked suspicious, because they specifically said nothing was taken. There didn't appear to be a robbery or anything like that.
And she was shot in the back of the head.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, if one of them had shot the other one and then killed themselves, the gun would be there.
Right.
So.
In the back of the head?
Yeah. That nobody shoots themselves in the back of the head.
And he has multiple gunshot wounds. That's what's crazy, too. She only has one.
Right.
So it's like, if she was doing it, why would she? And then she's closer to
the bench. Somebody held the gun to her and said, don't move or I'll kill her, shot him, and then shot her once or something like that.
But to shoot him multiple times in the head?
Yeah, I don't know. That sounds more like.
It's excessive.
Yeah.
That sounds like.
Unless anger. He got up to run, like I said, and they're a good aim and they managed to hit his head three times or four times or whatever.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's. Wow. That is weird.
It is weird. So, all that craziness, that doesn't make a bit of sense. Yeah,
it's like, oh, we just tried to sort out the entire crime scene right here and it didn't
work. Right here. It didn't work.
Didn't work. Okay. We are not detectives.
But that's okay. Maybe you guys can do it and tell us what you think.
Yeah, you tell us. Tell us if you think that you would have been a roofer that heard gunshots.
Okay, so talking about the roofer, he was, of course, one of the suspects because he was there.
Right.
He said he didn't hear anything, but he saw them when they got there.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they really said about him. He had an alibi.
Yeah.
If
he's sitting in his car doing paperwork, he likely had the radio on or something.
Well, yeah.
I'm guessing.
It would be weird for him to do that and then still be sitting there.
Right. Because, like, when I come here to record a podcast with you, I sit in my car sometimes until you get home and I listen to a podcast or the radio or something, even though it's just going to be a few minutes.
Yeah.
Like, I don't usually just turn the car off so that I hear nature. I don't want to hear nature.
Well, and if he did do it, then he did it and then sat back down and stayed in his truck because he was there when the police got there.
Were you able to find anything about how close they were to the victim?
No.
Like, whether it was point blank or if they, because if he was close to them, he would have, you know, blowback, like, blood spatter on him.
Right.
So.
No.
If the person, I mean, if it was, I guess if they were far enough away, that's so weird.
Right? And then I was even thinking, like, what am I trying to say? Like a sharpshooter?
Yeah.
But like, why?
Like unless a sniper? They're just,
yeah, sniper. Thank you. That's the word I couldn't think of.
And see if, I guess if somebody which I was guess on could one of those be hillsides in the woods.
A grassy knoll.
Yeah, they could have sniped them.
Right.
And if it was just like one pop to kill her, say, he might have been like, what was that?
And he gets up to, like, I could see that, and then it's just like, what the heck?
And then he looks over at her, and he's like, oh my god, and he starts to run, and then, boom, boom, boom.
That actually makes more sense than somebody coming up
behind them,
and then getting
away.
Because
nobody saw the person.
Right.
But, I mean, I've heard of other stories of people who, like, are, you know, sort of woodland survivors, like, they know how to live in the woods and whatever, and it could be some, like, little psycho kid wanting to do a mass shooting and just happened to shoot them, or was looking for a specific type of victim or something. Like, who knows?
Yeah. Okay, that makes most sense to me.
The next thing is, what are the police thinking? What are they thinking the motive might be? Are you going to tell me something else first?
Well, I'm going to go through a few more suspects that the police, you know, have to go through. But so one person they looked into was Nell's ex-girlfriend, Alyssa. But all it really said about her was that she was very cooperative with the police. And she did own a gun, but it didn't match what was found at the scene.
Okay.
So she had an alibi and she was marked off as a suspect.
Okay.
Okay. Then we have Kate's ex-boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And Kate's mother was saying that he had been abusive before and had been with Kate the night before this happened. So she's thinking this might be why Kate wanted to talk to Nell for whatever reason.
Maybe he made threats against him or
could
something.
Could be. Like, who knows? There wasn't a whole lot of information that I could find about the guy. I don't even have his name
right now. I
guess
if they haven't arrested him or anything, they're not going to put a lot of info out.
Yeah. Right. But, so that's kind of what her mother is thinking, that it has something to do with the ex-boyfriend. Okay?
Okay.
Then there's also a person that Kate had just met on a dating app and had just gone out with recently, and apparently he had been involved in a fatal stabbing previously.
Oh.
So they're like, maybe, if maybe, he was just cuckoo-ca-choo or whatever. Yeah. I don't know.
Cuckoo-ca-choo, I love it. So they went on one date.
As far as I could tell, one date.
But, I mean, that's enough for somebody to become obsessed.
You never know. Like, exactly.
There are weird freaking people out there.
Yeah. But each person had an alibi that cleared them.
Okay.
But, yeah, Kate's mom still was thinking abusive ex.
Yeah, and I'm sure since this is a kind of more recent case, if they find that their alibis are false, we probably won't hear about it until, like, there's an actual arrest or something.
Right, much later. Yeah. So we might have an update someday.
Yeah.
Hopefully we will.
Yeah.
So then some family members think that someone followed them.
Okay.
But there's no specific person or any reason
and
why.
And it sounds like, I mean, that would make if she case. Got in touch with him, like, say, a quarter after four.
Yeah.
And they met 45 minutes later, then that person would have had to have been standing there waiting for her to go there.
Unless they were following her.
Yeah.
But or and they, being or, at a gym, they could have been, I guess.
Yeah, they could have. They could have kind of known her routine, and they were like, why is she leaving the gym early? Or why is she walking down the street? She usually drives here, or whatever.
It's just weird. But
or I guess following him, even.
But I have to say, her mother's idea of the ex-boyfriend, since he was with her the night before, and no one knows what they talked about or anything,
right.
That does kind of make sense.
Yeah.
As far as why she's wanting to talk to Nell.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, because they went to each other when they had problems. So that wasn't out of the ordinary for them to talk to each other.
Right.
Some other thoughts. Mm-hmm. Some people think that Nell was actually in love with Kate.
Okay.
And that he was going to tell her how he felt. Kate's sister said that Nell had told her that he and Kate would be together one day.
Okay.
Which, saying this right now, sounds a little creepy.
Yeah.
And that he might tell her how he felt. And she thinks that might be actually why they were going to talk. But I don't know why. Because Kate is the one that contacted him, from what I read.
Right. Unless Maybe when her ex-boyfriend came over, maybe he stopped by too. Because he was wanting to talk to her about how he felt. And she was like, I'll call you tomorrow and we'll
get together. We'll meet up. Who knows? I hate that.
And yeah, they've been friends for a decade, but like,
things change.
You said that she'd just gotten sober, and so they both had stuff obviously going on. It was like that thing where he was dating somebody when she was single, and she was dating somebody when he was single, and it just turned out like 10 years passed, and they're getting to know each other and getting closer over time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's possible that he like legit was just like, I think that we'll end up together because I think this is maybe finally our chance, and I'm going to tell her how I feel.
And see what she thinks. Well, another interesting thing is, you know, if he was in love with her and was wanting to tell her, his family didn't even know about her.
What?
Kate's family knew about Nell, knew they were really good friends. Like, that was her rock, her support. But Nell's family said they had never heard of Kate.
What?
So they'd known each other for about 12 years at that point.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was very surprising to me.
How do you have a close friend, like somebody that close that you're... Your close relatives don't know about.
Yeah. I thought that was very strange.
Because I tell all my people everybody else's news. I'm just kidding.
I mean, really, right?
But like everybody, we don't keep secrets. You know, like everybody that I'm close to knows like my family and my closest friends.
And knows your friends.
Yeah.
Because they meet your friends.
Yeah, because you want everybody that's in your circle to know each other.
Yeah, because you want everyone to be friends.
Yeah, like I understand like his third cousin might not know about her, but like his mom or his
parents
or siblings or grandparents. Close cousins or whatever.
Yeah, because I think the family dinner was usually at his grandmother's house.
So they had probably a weekly family dinner or something?
I don't know, because it said it was important, so I don't know what that was about.
Okay.
But that was not gone into other than that little...
So that was
in one source that I found.
That wasn't a regular thing. That was that day they were supposed to have...
That particular day, it was... Yes. And it was at 5 p.m. he was supposed to be there, and he met her...
At 5.
Yeah. Or maybe it was 5:30. It could be wrong. I think it may have been 5:30. So he was going to have like half an hour.
So they're obviously good friends because he was willing
to almost be late.
Yeah.
And apparently never said anything to his family about, hey, I got to meet someone. I might be late. Nothing.
Wow.
Because I guess he assumed he wouldn't be late.
Can you imagine his family being like, where is he? Like, he knew that this was important and this was at 5:30 today. And
yeah.
So-and-so says, oh, yeah, I just talked to him and he said he was coming. And then find out that while you're sitting there kind of mad at him for not being there, he's dead.
He's literally dead. Yeah.
I can't imagine that feeling.
And he's apparently being a really good friend to someone.
Yeah.
Right before that.
Y'all never heard of. That is so strange.
So weird.
There's a lot of strange in this.
So now... There is another thought on things. They think that it could be a hate crime because Nell was black and Kate was white.
Oh.
And in Cleveland, Ohio, there is definitely history of hate groups who get violent.
Unfortunately, there's some everywhere, but
yes,
that also makes me think because a lot of the militia groups and the neo-Nazi groups and stuff do like they have places in the woods that they hide and they do like the survival stuff and the, you know, and so I could see somebody like that with a gun that sees a couple like that together
that are obviously close.
Yeah. Thinking that they're a couple or whatever. It doesn't matter. Like, why is that black guy talking to that white girl?
Yeah.
Like,
and all the craziness that goes through the brain.
That is really messed up that they would be, you know, scoping out this park looking for somebody that they want to shoot, but they might be like, oh, I got my new rifle and I want to try it out.
You can't look at it logically because it doesn't make sense.
Right.
And it's not going to.
Yeah.
So that's definitely a possibility. And then the final thing that they were saying is that it's just completely random and they were at the wrong place at the wrong time.
Oh my gosh.
So that's terrifying.
Almost more frightening.
Yeah. Because you never know.
Yeah. Well, it's like any mass shooting that you hear of, or like the shooting at the movie theater at the Batman movie.
Right.
All those years ago.
Yeah.
That was random. Like, that person chose that site, but who their victims it was random.
Yeah,
like,
that's
a lot
terrifying.
Of the time, they don't know who they're going to hurt.
Like, the active shooter thing is terrifying.
It is.
Especially like that when it was at that theater.
Yeah.
Because they didn't go for a specific person.
Right.
They were just...
just going to be...
to be horrible. Yeah.
That's why
I
don't go to movie premieres.
Oh,
and
yeah,
when I go see movies, I usually go to one of the theaters that's, like, emptier and go, like, in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And
give me a matinee, baby.
Yeah.
I don't want to be there at night.
Because I want to be able to tell where all the doors are. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, this is terrible to say, but if they're counting how many people they can hurt, they're going to go to a busier time.
Absolutely.
If their idea of the thing is, like, I want a higher body count than so-and-so.
Which a lot of times, that's what these people say if they don't kill themselves or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
They're wanting to up the last one or whoever
their hero is. Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Which makes you sick.
Yeah.
So, so that is basically all for this particular story.
Okay.
That was in 2019.
2019. Okay.
Still unsolved.
So, I mean, it's 5 years, but still, like,
this was actually,
there's so much random stuff with it.
On Unsolved Mysteries.
Oh, okay.
Because they rebooted that show again, you know?
Right, yeah.
So that brought more attention back to it, finally. Mm-hmm. So you can actually watch their episode, because I watched it, too.
Well, of course, yeah.
Obviously. but there's also, you can call the Cleveland FBI. There's also, like, the Metro Parks Police Department. We'll have this information.
In the notes. As the podcasters say, in the show notes.
Yeah, show notes. So if you do have any information... that would be fantastic. There is a $100,000 reward for any information that leads to the identification of a suspect or suspects and their successful prosecution.
Okay.
So if you think you know something.
Or if you know for sure you know something.
Let them know.
Definitely. That is very strange.
So that was a strange story, but also kind of short.
Yeah, there's not a way to...
you can only drag it out so far, guys. Yeah. Because...
even with me running my mouth, it's like, I can't...
and there's been no new information. None. Right. For 5 years.
It almost seems like it was random.
Right? Like, from far
away.
But it
was still just really...
from far away.
But still, it's just really strange.
Yeah. It is weird.
Yeah.
And the more you think about it, you're just like, what? What? And there's quite a few articles about it, because when Unsolved Mysteries redid that, you know, the papers would do a story about it,
right.
And how, like, the weirdness about the different things,
yeah.
Like how his family didn't know her.
Local areas,
right.
Yes. You know, stories a lot.
Absolutely, yeah. So, that's the Park Bench Murders in Cleveland, Ohio in 2019. So, I decided, you know what, let's see if there's any other murders that have occurred in parks.
Yeah. Parks are supposed to be safe places.
We know that there have been, because let's face it. So we're going to stay in 2019.
Humans do terrible things to each other no matter where they are.
That's right. And parks are beautiful, and that makes them angry. So I guess. I don't know.
It's because people there are in a comfortable state, usually. And like,
and if you're mad and miserable.
And you hate the world and you hate people.
You don't want to see that.
Yeah. So they go there because they want to pull that sense of safety away from them and from the community around it.
They got to make everyone else feel as bad as they do inside. Yeah.
Plus,
at us, guys.
Plus, a lot of parks are, they have, like, the wide, like, open lawn areas and stuff, so it's easy to target somebody
there. Well,
it's
public, too. It's super easy to just come and go, most parks.
Right, yeah, you don't need a pass to walk into the park.
You don't have to pay, you don't have to show your ID, you don't have to... pay for anything.
And you can walk through, commit some act of violence, and just keep on walking, and there's an exit on the other side probably, so
and there were specific entrances for this park because of the steep hills and all that stuff, and I'm thinking that's probably where CCTV cameras
probably.
May have been put. I don't know,
probably, or maybe in that parking area,
in the parking areas. And I don't know exactly how many entrances there were. It never really said, from what I could find. Because really,
I swear it feels like somebody was in the on the hill or something, on one of the wooded areas.
Like, up in the woods somewhere. It could be. I have no idea.
Just one of those crazy people wearing camo and thinking, I'm just going to kill people today.
Well, and I also wonder, with the parking lot being relatively close, how close are other buildings? If it's like a sniper, if it's like a serial killer or something,
right?
They could be over in a building. It just depends. I don't know.
Yeah, and they probably, even if they know how far away they were, like, how far the person was when they shot them,
mm-hmm.
they're probably not going to release that, especially if it is, like, either they were at point-blank range or they would know that they were, like, a some distance away.
Right.
They're probably not going to release that because it's still too new, and they need to know that they have stuff they can tell if somebody's telling the truth, if somebody tells
them
a story.
They got to keep a few things to themselves.
Yeah.
Well, and with the sniper thing, that would explain if they shot her first, they'd get her in one, and then he gets up, and maybe that's why they had to shoot him more than once.
Maybe, yeah.
I don't know, but still get headshots.
And still be able to do headshots, because they probably had a scope or something. Yeah, that's just...
It's like a daggone movie.
It is, and it just, that's the thing, it seems like it's too much. Like,
yeah.
It's like, no, your thoughts are running away with you.
It's like, okay, Hollywood.
This is Cleveland, Ohio. Like, these are two innocent people sitting on a park bench, you know? But at the same time, when everything comes down to it, like, your mind has to go there.
Yeah.
Because you're half...
When nothing else makes sense.
Yeah. Okay, anyway.
Whatever Sherlock Holmes says, I don't remember. Okay, so...
Elementary, my dear Watson.
We're going to stay in 2019, but we're going to go back to January of 2019. Okay. We're going to go on over to West Palm Beach.
Oh, not chilly cold. Okay.
Not chilly cold. Well, cooler, but not cold for a lot of people in the United States in January. Yeah.
Florida.
In Florida, yeah. So we're at a state's park.
Okay.
And two boys are at a park. One is 17 years old, and I am probably going to say his name wrong. It is Moultrie Charles Jr.
Okay. You tried. You did good.
I tried. And then a 16-year-old, his friend Frederick Rosemond. That was way easier.
Yeah.
So they were shot at this park at Lake Belvedere.
They're kids.
They were kids. So they were actually hanging out with other friends at this park. They see somebody coming towards them. At least one person, and they just start firing at them.
At the whole group?
At the whole group. Three people are hit. The two boys and one other person. The two boys are the only ones that pass away. The third person went to the hospital and they survived.
Oh, wow.
Okay? So, there was surveillance video from a nearby house, thank you, Ring camera.
Mm-hmm.
And it showed two people. One had a handgun and one had a rifle.
Oh, my God.
So, even though there was multiple people there, they said at least one person. The camera showed two people. There were casings recovered from the park that matched others that were recovered at separate shootings that had happened in the previous month, December of 2018. So there was multiple shootings that had occurred in the area, and some of these casings matched some of those shootings. Okay?
Okay.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay? So we do have good news. They arrested someone for this.
Okay.
Woohoo!
Okay, good. Good, good.
They arrested 27-year-old male named Jabari Scott, and he was actually just arrested October 7th of this year.
Oh, wow.
Right? 5 years.
That was not five, long ago.
Longer than 5 years. 5 3/4 of a year or whatever. Yeah. So apparently those casings that they found in the 2018 shootings led them to Jabari Scott to begin with.
Okay.
And then he was like, yeah, I was involved in those shootings in December, but I didn't kill these two kids.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I continued to read about this, and they actually, it sounds like... Those shootings that had occurred in the previous year were gang-related.
Okay.
So these other shootings ended up being retaliation shootings. Now, they never said anything about the two boys being involved in a gang, anything like that, but that is what they think.
So they think Jabari Scott might have...
Retaliated
against somebody else, or thought that that group of boys was maybe one of the boys in that group might have been gang.
Or may have been.
Or could be some kind of initiation kind of thing.
Absolutely. And they went into other names and stuff, but there's a lot of juveniles involved.
Yeah.
But And of course, it got really confusing with all the names that were being thrown because somebody died and then this person shot these people.
Right. Which is, it's a know, chain. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Really so sad.
So it
chain.
Seems like this is probably a gang related in mm-hmm. some way, but I'm just really happy that they got the person and yeah. he was arrested.
But there was somebody else with him.
Apparently. And that no one said anything else about that.
Maybe he just won't give them up.
Maybe.
Or maybe he can't because they might have been killed in another shooting. Or maybe he's afraid because they're part of the gang and he's not going to rat them out.
Right.
But he killed 2 children.
Yes. And injured a third.
And if they were not involved in any kind of gang activity, then they were 2 completely innocent children. Not that anybody deserves to be shot.
They were all just apparently hanging out. Like, they weren't doing anything wrong. They weren't causing problems. They were just chilling. They were just hanging out together.
That's really sad.
I don't know how many there were. They never stated the number of kids.
And if
there.
It was like a case of mistaken identity or just, you know, like I said, somebody else in that group might be peripherally like connected
involved,
to a gang related thing or whatever,
mm-hmm.
then it makes it almost random.
Yeah.
Because they just shot at them and it didn't matter which ones they hit.
Right.
Oh my God, that's sad.
I know. It's heartbreaking. Heartbreaking. Especially if it's a case of mistaken identity or yeah. something like that. I mean, regardless, it's horrible, but
yeah. But like they're 2 kids. Like it just I don't know how parents let their kids leave their house. I don't know.
It's hard, let me tell you. Because I let mine do it and it's not fun.
Yeah.
It was,
you should not do
scary.
That anymore.
I know, right?
Just lock her in
keep
the
her
house.
At home.
Yeah. I won't tell
I don't think
protective
she'd mind
services.
That very much. She'd be okay
she
with
body.
It. She'd be fine with that. Okay, so that is West Palm Beach, Florida. Possible gang-related shootings in their park.
But at least one suspect arrested.
Yes.
And if it was just arrested in October, obviously there's not been a trial yet.
So. Right. And that may be why we don't know about anyone else. Because it's taken them 5 years.
Right.
To get to this
yeah,
point.
Yeah, that's true. If they just arrested him, maybe they're working on getting him to tell them who the other person
right.
was.
Right. So maybe we'll hear.
Slowly.
And in those situations, if it is gang related, like, that can be some seriously scary stuff.
Yeah.
You know, he might think he's hardcore.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
he might
until
be afraid
he gets
to
arrested
say anything.
And he's scared that.
Well, he's an adult too, so you know the reach, at least according to Hollywood movies.
Yeah.
The gang reach is far and wide.
Yeah.
Even in.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
Even incarcerated.
Especially
yeah.
incarcerated.
Right.
So maybe we'll hear something else about that one day. I don't know. So I have 2 more stories to tell you about.
Oh, okay.
This time we're going to be all the way in Lubbock, Texas.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that's actually this year in September 10th. This occurred in McKenzie Park.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So we have a male named Angel Aleman. He mm-hmm. was 55.
Okay.
And female Lydia Hernandez. She was 47 and she was his girlfriend.
Okay.
Okay. So they were at McKenzie Park. Now they think that they may have been living out of their car and it was parked at the park.
Mm-hmm.
Parked at the park. They don't know exactly, but they were at the park. Some people think that they may have been letting their dogs out to go to the bathroom or walking them or whatever. Okay, so they were outside in the park. They both get shot. Angel, pronounced dead at the scene. He died at the scene.
Aww.
Lydia had serious, serious injuries. They were able to get her to a hospital, but she passed at the hospital.
Oh, man. Were the dogs okay?
No.
Oh.
That's why I was like, So
trigger warning on that.
Yes, yeah, sorry, I forgot about this particular thing in this story, guys. I'm sorry.
Can I miss this part now?
Absolutely. I'll just talk to myself.
Okay. Talk to yourself. I'm not listening.
So some sources say there was more than one dog. Some say it was just one. But it says that Angel's dog, whose name was Monster, was also killed.
Aww.
So I don't know exactly how many. Not sure. But we're going to move past that. It's horrible, mm-hmm. and...
I know I should be focused on the humans, but...
We can still...
It hurts. The dog hurts.
Yeah. We're not going to talk about it.
Okay.
We're going to keep... Well, you know, we're going to keep moving on.
Okay, keep moving.
Because we'll both get teary
upset.
And...
Yes.
Yeah. So...
No blubbering on the podcast.
They're trying to figure out what happened. An anonymous tip comes in that a Justin Aleman was responsible for both deaths.
So how is this person related to...
I'll tell you in just a second. Okay. So investigators are like, bet, as the kids say nowadays.
They say what?
Bet.
Okay.
Right? I don't know if I'm not, saying that right, guys. I'm not a kid nowadays. I'm
really old.
But I try.
Yeah. I think you did a great job.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, so investigators are like, okay then.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. They look at cameras and such.
Mm-hmm.
See that their vehicle was in the area at the time of the shooting.
Okay.
Like, okay.
This Justin guy.
Mm-hmm. This could be it.
He was hovering around.
Okay, so September 10th is when this happened.
Okay.
On September 13th, Justin Aleman, who was 26, and his brother Josiah Aleman, who was 23, were arrested for the murders.
Okay.
They were Angel's nephews.
Nephews. Wonderful. Okay.
Family. Family, guys. Okay.
I hope your daughter doesn't shoot me, because she's my niece.
She will not.
Well, we're sisters, in case anybody's wondering.
Yes, we are related. So, they bring...
Why would they want to kill their uncle?
We don't know.
What the... Do they think this is gang-related or something?
There's no mention of a gang at all in this one.
What in the world?
So, Justin's like, yeah, I was at the scene. I was there. Before, during, and after the shootings, but he never said he did it.
Mm-hmm.
His brother Josiah said, Justin called me, said, hey, come with me. We're going to go fight Uncle Aleman. So he went, met up with Justin, but he said that Justin killed Angel, Lydia, and the dog or dogs. That he didn't do it. It was all Justin.
Okay.
So, obviously, Justin's like...
But he didn't
like,
give a reason for this.
No. Justin lawyers up after he's like, I was in the area, but I didn't do it. Josiah's like, I got this phone call. I went. He did it all. Also, I want a lawyer. Okay, so they lawyered up. Side note, their bonds were $800,500 each.
Wow.
Wow.
Good.
But they still...
Probably because in Texas, it's really easy to run away, like, to Mexico.
Right.
Like
a hop, skip,
there.
And a jump.
I don't know how far Lubbock is from the, you know, the border.
I don't either,
but
and I can't.
Like,
I don't remember if it was like East Texas. That's kind of in my head, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, I don't know.
But
if
yeah,
if anybody's from Lubbock, Texas, tell us where it is.
We don't know why Justin in quotations, if it was just him, wanted to go fight the uncle.
Fight, yeah, fight, not shoot.
And then of course why?
Okay, there's obviously some kind of family drama.
But it's
or
like,
they don't like his girlfriend or something.
But it's like, you know, usually everything goes back to money a lot of times.
Yeah.
But they didn't have any because they're living out of their car.
Right.
So it really makes you wonder, like, what really was going on behind the
Unless
scenes?
Unless the uncle owed their dad money or something.
Well, and I mean,
like
they're
that,
in their 20s, so they could have money.
Yeah.
I don't know. But there's nothing about why they wanted to go. Now, whether or not they gave them a reason.
And again, this is a more recent case, so we're not going to know
right.
for a while.
This is just a few months
until
ago.
Until trials start and things like that.
All right, guys, this is my last one for this time. We're going to go back to a Belvedere Park, but we're going to be in Columbus, Georgia this time.
Okay.
And we're going to move into February of this year.
This year, okay.
Right?
Well, these are all recent.
Right? I know. I was like, okay.
Well, I feel like 2019 was like last year, but it's been 5 years. But
in our minds, it was.
Relatively recent.
Yes. I mean, 5 years is not that long.
No.
So it's February 25th. There's an 18-year-old boy. His name is, I'm going to try this, Urkus Porter Jr. So he's meeting someone named CJ at the park, at Belvedere Park. And this 19-year-old kid that he knows, Marquise Poole,
mm-hmm.
was picking him up to take him to the park. He was driving him. Authorities think that Marquise took Porter, mm-hmm. Porter to the park and shot and killed him.
And how old was Porter?
Porter was 18.
18, mm-hmm. Okay.
Poole saying, no, I took him. CJ, the guy CJ that he was meeting, shot and killed him.
They don't know who CJ is, I'm sure.
We apparently don't know who CJ is.
And I'm sure Marquise doesn't know who CJ was either. He's just saying CJ because that's who his friend supposedly told him he was meeting.
Right. And so in just a second, you'll see where CJ comes into it.
Okay.
So they're investigating and they find social media, like messages and stuff on X or whatever, Snap, whatever.
One of those social medias. One of those applications for your phone.
And in these messages, it suggested that there had been a disagreement or an altercation over a firearm that had been stolen that had belonged to Poole.
Mm-hmm.
And he was thinking that CJ and Porter were the ones that stole it together. Now, my thought, put a pin in that. My thought is, if he thinks that it's been stolen, were they going to get it from CJ? Or why would he be like, yeah, I'll take you to the park to meet CJ? Like,
right.
It's weird.
Yeah. It's like, weird. Why is he being a good friend taking him if he thinks they're both thieves?
So,
And obviously he had more than one gun if they stole a gun from him and he shot them.
Well, speaking of guns.
Oh, okay. Let me shut my face until you're done.
Multiple rifle and pistol shell casings found at the scene.
Okay.
And they matched casings that were found in Poole's vehicle.
That sounds
Another sus. Interesting thing is that the police that arrived first said that they were met by Porter's family. Well, not like immediately, but Porter's family came there because Poole had called them.
What?
Which is weird.
Now, okay, did he say he just dropped him off? Because I know you said that he said that he was took him to meet this guy, and that's the guy that shot and killed him.
It never said that he
dropped. So did he drop him off? Did he wait for him in the car?
I don't know. But the family had gotten the location of where Porter was from Poole. Poole had told them. Now, I don't know what he said to them. Hey, your kid's dead or whatever.
Right.
And his cell phone, Poole's cell phone, was the only device in the park during the time of the shooting. There was no other cell phones,
An 18-year-old and anybody around that age has a cell phone.
So on August 7th, Poole was arrested for the murder of Porter. Now, here's something else. I was kind of blown away by this. Well, sort of, but we'll talk about it in a second. But the investigators think that there were multiple shooters, not just two. They said specifically multiple shooters involved. And then, of course, it's ongoing investigation.
Could it be CJ and
there was no other information Porter? As to why they think it's more than one other than,
multiple
I mean, I
different
think,
shell casings, so different weapons,
I guess. I don't know. But I thought that was very interesting.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like to me like maybe Poole picked up Porter and was like, we're going to go. You need to call your boy CJ and get him there and get me my gun back or whatever.
Right.
And
I mean, I can see
that. Then when he got there with them, they were ambushed or something by other friends and stuff.
Maybe.
Of his, or...
And who knows? Maybe. Look at us trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Maybe CJ's like, all right, I'll meet y'all out there. And then they're after Poole. Porter's the one that ends up getting shot or something. Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, there could be, like, other people could have been injured, I guess. But, I mean, it seems like they would have found blood from somebody else. But in a park with grass and stuff like that, it would be hard to, if it's just drops, they might not find it.
Right. And unless someone's
not
coming
to, not
that
I'm doubting you, Georgia police.
Right. Well, and if someone's coming to, like, an ER with gunshot wounds.
Yeah, they have
to report
that.
That has happened before.
Yeah. But if it, like, grazed somebody or, like, went through, then they might be like, that's okay.
I'm not going to the hospital if I can help it.
Yeah, I'm not going to the hospital, yeah.
It was kind of weird.
Or if you're in a movie, you go to a vet's office.
That's right. Was that John Wick?
I don't know.
Well, if you're Doctor Strange, you just go where your ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's beside the point.
Anyway, this isn't pop culture.
All right, guys. Well, that's all I have for today.
That was plenty.
It was a lot.
That was a lot of confusing stuff and a lot of...
It's just a lot of, like, just weird, strange things, some of them.
Yeah, just trying to... I don't know what's going on with these people.
Even though we have arrests for some of those last ones, it's still like, what?
Yeah.
Like, what really happened?
Right. Until they actually say why they did it, it's just, all you can think is just, you know, questioning what the motive is.
And I don't know
I guess people always want to know why.
The why is so important, but then it's like, why is the why important?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's because, like, you need to make sense of it.
Yeah.
So you're trying to make sense of what
has
occurred.
With the first story,
yeah,
that one, the why is just like, if you can find out the why, a lot of the time you can find out who.
Right.
And, or if you find out who, then you can find out the why. You can learn
the why. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that's all I've got today, guys.
That was very interesting and a lot of stuff loaded. To think about, though.
Loaded.
I'll be pondering this for a little bit.
Yeah.
So, okay, well, you guys tune in next time, and I guess, like our daddy always said, be good or be good at it.
That's right, and watch for deer.
And watch for deer.
Bye, guys.
Bye.